Tomorrow morning, a European space probe will arrive at a comet that has a tongue twister of a name. We asked astronomer Carl Badhams to say it for us.
Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. Churyumov-Gerasimenko.
Now, getting to that comet has been way trickier than pronouncing it, but as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, researchers think it'll be worth the trip.
At least the comet-hunting spacecraft has an easy name, Rosetta. It launched way back in 2004.
3, 2, 1, stop.
It swung past the Earth to gather speed, then catapulted out to Mars for a boost from that planet's gravity. Then it came back to Earth for another push, out to an asteroid, back to Earth, and then way out to deep space. For over 2 years, it traveled silently through the darkness towards the comet. And in January, finally, it got back in touch with Earth.
Congratulations!
We made it. We can definitely see the signal from Rosetta. It's up there. You can see it on the screen.
I was relieved. Everyone was very relieved.
Matt Taylor is a project scientist for Rosetta at the European Space Agency. Since January, the spacecraft has been putting on the brakes, easing into the comet's orbit around the sun.
We've had other cometary missions before. The difference we have now with Rosetta is we're getting in step, we're going to escort the comet for over a year, and that's going to unlock so much more information.
About what comets are made of, how they interact with the sun. We didn't even know what this comet looked like until now.
Now we're really up close, and as we've seen from the recent images, it's mind-blowing.
People think of comets as dirty snowballs, but this one actually looks like two chunks of material stuck together. It's kind of hard to describe. Maybe an intergalactic rubber ducky?
I saw the rubber duck immediately. I think I tweeted something along those lines as well. It starts to look a bit more like a boot now, though, and reminiscent of the Monopoly boot.
Carl Badhams, the astronomer you heard at the top, studies comets at the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory. He can't wait for Rosetta to get there.
This is really a groundbreaking mission.
In its year-long journey, the spacecraft is going to do it all.
Pretty much everything you could hope to do on a comet, Rosetta is going to be doing it.
The best part is going to come in November.
Later this year, and this is the really super, super cool part of the mission, the Rosetta spacecraft is going to release a lander.
The lander is going to float down to the surface of the comet and attach itself with a kind of spear.
I mean, not only are they landing on a comet, they're harpooning a comet. It's like, not harpooning a whale, we're harpooning a comet, which is fabulous.
Scientists think they could learn an enormous amount from all this scratching and sniffing because comets are some of the most ancient things in our solar system.
They're frozen pieces of what the solar system is made of, and they're completely untouched. And they really offer us a glimpse into how our planet was formed and, I guess, ultimately how we came to be.
But we're not quite there yet. Rosetta still needs to fire its thrusters one last time tomorrow morning. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.